Hello, and welcome to this training on how to create memorable and profitable house concerts. My name is Bree Noble, and I just want to give you a little overview of what we're going to be discussing in this training. First of all, we are going to talk about what is a house concert and why should you do it. Next, we're going to talk about all the ins and outs of booking house concerts. Then we're going to be talking about, once you have your house concert booked, how do you market that and how do you help your host market that? Next, we're going to talk about the setup. How do we get the host prepared for the event? How do we actually set up the day of and make sure that everything is going to go over smoothly for the event? Then we're going to talk about the event itself and how we run the event and what kind of a concert that we give in a house concert. And then we're going to talk finally about the money and how we deal with that. There's a couple different models that you can go with on collecting money at house concerts. So I'm going to go through those different options and you can decide which ones are for you. Maybe you can do some of each kind and see how that works for you. I always say testing is the most important thing. Some things work for artists or in certain areas of the country that don't work in other areas. So, you know, just try it out, test it, and then make some changes along the way. So in this first video, I want to talk about why we do house concerts and what is a house concert, first of all. So what constitutes a house concert? In my opinion, a house concert is a concert, not a party, first of all. This is not a house party. This is a concert. The focal point of the event is a musician and them giving a private concert. So that is going to be given either in a living room, usually, or outside. Some house concerts can be, 100 or 200 people if they have a very large backyard, and that's almost bordering on not a house concert anymore, but that's probably the maximum. And I think, if you have a successful house concert, you need to start at least 20 people. If you can fit that in a living room, then I think that you're golden to start out doing house concerts that way and build from there. So house concerts are really about the location, the number of people that you have. It is not a party. It's not like something where you're background music. You are the focus of this event. And people know that they're coming to see you perform. They're going to actually sit there and listen to a concert. Also, the other hallmark of house concerts are it's a very intimate, up close and personal event for the people that are listening to be able to enjoy what the musician is doing and be like maybe 3 feet away. So to me, that is a huge draw on house concerts, especially if you like the musician or if someone you know likes the musicians and highly recommends them. I think it's just a completely amazing experience to be sitting 3 feet away from the artist as they're performing and be able to even ask them questions about things. And we'll talk about that when we talk about what the actual concert part looks like. Also, house concerts are exclusive. I'm going to recommend that you use an RSVP system and you don't just put the word out and let random people come to the house. This needs to be an invitation-only event. And that kind of creates a mystique or a coolness factor of it being invitation-only. So why do we do a house concert? First of all, I would say you do a house concert when you want to get into a new market. So, for example, you're going to a town that maybe you don't have many fans. You maybe have one or two fans right now, and you want to kind of break into that market. But if you go to a club owner and ask to play at their club, they're going to ask you, how many people are you going to bring? Tell me how many people on your list are from this area. So doing a house concert is a way that you can actually build fans in a new area by just maybe having one or two fans there to start with. So, if people have never heard of you, it's going to be hard to sell a club. But if people are inviting you specifically to a house concert, then they're going to have people in mind that they're going to invite for that, and they're going to create kind of instant fan bonds for you. So also, you might want to do house concerts in order to fill dates along a tour. So especially weeknights. Now, obviously, weekends are more popular for house concerts, but you can fill some weeknight dates with house concerts if you plan ahead. You let people know, this is the only time I'm going to be in that area. Could we possibly do a Thursday night house concert? And other ways you can fill dates is that you can fill daytime dates during the weekend. So people do house concerts in the afternoons on Saturday, and especially Sunday is really popular. So you want to consider that as a filler for your tour when you're driving through an area, or if you're already in an area and you want to add another money-making opportunity to that. Also, every host is so excited to promote you. So, you know, if you're coming to their house, then they want to make it an awesome event. They want to be the hero in this. So they are going to promote like crazy. They are going to make it a really cool event and make it memorable and make people, you know, want to say, oh, can we do this again next year? This is so awesome. You know, clubs, they have people coming through there constantly. They could really care less, unfortunately, I have to say. For most of the artists that come through there, they don't have any connection to them. They're probably not a fan of their music. And, you know, so they're not going to take a special interest in promoting you or, you know, even just giving you hospitality while you're there. Also, you create lasting relationships with the hosts and you gain super fans. So because the host is inviting their own friends or people that they know, there's already that connection between you and the people that come because the host is saying, you know, I like this artist. I think you should check him out too. So they've already been warmed up to you. And an experience like a house concert is just going to make them even more bonded to you because they're going to get to talk with you. They're going to get to sit close as you perform. You know, you are just going to create this lasting bond and they're going to remember you. They're not going to remember, you know, a docket of five people at a club and you're one of them. They probably won't even remember your name. But a house concert, they will definitely remember you. And finally, another good reason why we want to do house concerts is because the performer makes all the money. And we'll talk about a little bit about different strategies for this. Sometimes the hosts want to take a percentage of it, but I think most hosts are very gracious. They want to give the artist all the money. And, you know, you work out kind of a deal with the host, and we'll talk about that when we get to the money section. But, you know, you can make, from what I've seen, anywhere from like $300 to like $1,500 at a house concert, depending on who it is, you know, what they want you for, and how you work out the details. And if it's a donation kind of thing, you never know what people might put in there. So, and we'll discuss that later. But it's really, really a good money-making opportunity. With clubs, you have no idea how many people are going to come in the door. So say you get half the door, you know, what if, you know, not that many people come, then maybe you only clear like $70 and that was barely enough to pay for your gas and, you know, not even enough to pay for you to stay overnight. So a house concert, and finally, really another reason to do house concerts is a lot of times they will offer you food and lodging. And sometimes, you know, you need that when you're on tour. And, you know, say you came to this house concert that's kind of in the middle of nowhere and you never had originally planned to stop there. If they're willing to put you up for the night, then that just saved you quite a bit of money plus made you some money. So there's a lot of really good reasons to do house concerts. And as we get into the other sections, I just want you to remember these reasons and really apply them to your business plan of why house concerts are a good idea for you. So in the next section, we're going to talk about booking. How do we go about starting to book house concerts? How do we expand that kind of booking maybe into a whole tour? You know, where are some places online that we can find people that host house concerts? So that's all coming up in the next video.